Welcome back to the God and Axe podcast, still remains unnamed. Today we're going to be talking about some of, you know, our favorite movie cars in general, some maybe not so favorite, but we'll just go ahead and get into it. My name is Trent.
My name is Evo.
And we'll just jump right into it. So, first car I'm going to talk about, everybody knows this car, Fast and Furious, the orange Supra, everybody knows about. Started a whole movement, all the 12-year-olds thinking the Supra's the fastest car ever made.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I do love that car, I love the look of that car, but it's a, hate to break to you guys, it's not the fastest. It's not going to beat every car out there, but it is one of my favorite cars.
Yeah, I think, I love the Mark IV Supra, but I think it's way too much over talked about.
Yeah.
Like, it's just way too much, man. I mean, come on. Sure, it was a cool car in the movie, it looked sick, but if you watch the actual, like, the guy that built those cars, his name was Craig Lieberman. He has a YouTube channel. They actually, he talks about, those were his personal cars.
Mm-hmm.
That car wasn't, like, fully built. It was just,
it's a movie car. I mean, yeah, it doesn't, I mean, it just needs to be on camera. It needs to get the job done. And, yeah, Supras, you can modify them so heavily. You got the 2JZs and all that.
And it's a great powertrain. 2J's is a monster powertrain.
Yeah, and I've seen plenty of Supras. My, my cousin has, like, 5 Mark IV Supras. I don't know why. But they've got a ton. They are cool cars, I will for sure say that. And I know everybody wants one, but honestly, I think, in my opinion, that movie made them overrated.
Yeah. So the Mark IV Supra originally, like, if you got the best version, twin turbo manual,
yeah,
it only made like 270 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they had the whole agreement with Japanese thing.
The agreement, yeah.
But it's like, you need to put like 80 grand into it to make it really, really fast. So it's like at that point,
go buy a faster car, like
a new GTR or something, or like an M4 competition and be fast.
Yeah.
I know of one being sold in the Vegas Valley for 75 grand right now, so if you're interested.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah. What about you?
Me, my first movie car has got to be, so my favorite movie franchise is James Bond. 007 James Bond. Yeah. Best James Bond is Sean Connery, the first one. I'll argue with anybody on that. My favorite one is the DB5.
That is
like
a sick car.
Like the classic Goldfinger DB5 with the rockets and the machine guns and the smoke and all that. Like, I love that car.
Yeah.
I mean, those are like $1 million cars now, even if it's just a non-movie car, but I'm like, man, I'd love to drive one of those.
Yeah. I mean, it's just iconic. Like, when I think of Aston Martin, you're thinking old school Aston Martin. That's what's going to come to mind. Such a classic looking car. I mean,
it's so pretty.
Yeah.
So pretty. And I mean, you can even talk about the new ones. Like in Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace, he drove the DB9, or not DB9, the DBS, which that's a sick car too. Like the 08, 09 DBSs, those are just awesome cars.
Yeah. Did you know, I mean, I remember hearing this a couple months ago, that the James Bond movies, that they didn't feature the Aston Martin when they would go to a different round.
Yeah.
Aston Martin sales would go down, but when they featured the Aston Martin in the movies, their sales would go up.
I didn't know that.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Because for the longest time in the 90s, they were doing BMW stuff.
Yeah.
Like in Tomorrow, I'm forgetting the name of the movies. In GoldenEye, which was the first one with Pierce Brosnan, he drove a Z3, which was only on screen for like 4 or 5 minutes. Yeah. But really, mostly at the end. And then the next one, and I'm forgetting the name of the movie. Matthias is going to put it up here somewhere. The one with Carver Elliott. I remember his name, the main guy, or Elliot Carver, excuse me, the main villain. James Bond drove a 750 IL. And then the famous one in the next movie where, I'm forgetting the titles, and I should know this is my favorite movie franchise, but
yeah,
he drove a Z8, the one that got cut in half on the dock.
Okay.
So, they're super cool cars, right? I mean, but I didn't know that. So, when they don't feature Astons, their sales go down.
Yeah.
But when they do feature them, their sales are up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's crazy how much of an influence, like, stuff like that can just have on just the market in general. But, yeah, when I think of James Bond, you instantly just associate with Aston Martin to me.
Yeah.
But I will say Aston Martin, yeah, one of my favorite car brands. One of my best friends from high school, that's his favorite car brand. Every time I'm out with him, that's his go-to car.
Yeah. Cool. And they're just a little side note, you get like a 2007 or 2.8 V8 Vantage for like 40 grand.
Yeah.
Like 30, 40 grand. That's nuts. I'd love one of those.
And those things sound insane
too. They sound crazy. Like with an exhaust. Oh my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not fast. It's like 400 some horsepower.
You still got an Aston Martin.
Yeah. You pull up, you got an Aston and it sounds great.
Nobody else is going to have one probably.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. What's your second car?
My second car, honestly, growing up in the early thousands, Transformers real big, and that's when the Camaro made its comeback. So I'd definitely have to go with, like, Bumblebee from Transformers. I mean, if you guys watch our channel, you definitely saw we did have a person do, Jason, he did a video on his dream car, which was the Camaro, and he said it's because of the movie Transformers, which I totally understand. I mean, growing up around that time, I feel like the Camaro was a lot of kids' dream cars because of that.
Isn't Jason's current Camaro having some
issues? We don't, yeah, we don't talk about that.
But, yeah, so Jason loves the Camaro, and I really like that Camaro. I remember when I was a kid. Dude, I was 8 years old when that movie came out in 07, and, oh, my God, I remember seeing that. Like, when it started off as an old Camaro, it was like a second-gen Camaro, and it just drove by, and you were like, that's terrible. And then when they were riding in the car, I'll never forget this. It was after the fight scene between him and Barricade, which is the cop Mustang car. Mm-hmm. I always thought that Mustang was so cool.
Oh, same.
Yeah. And, after the fight scene, they're driving back. It's, you know, Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox.
Yeah, in the tunnel, yeah.
Yep, and they're like, this car sucks. And he kicks him out of the car. It comes back as a brand new Camaro. I remember seeing that. I was like, what kind of car is that? Dude, like, that is a sick car.
That was probably, like, my favorite scene in the movie. Just, yeah. It was sick. I mean,
yeah.
I wish my car could just transform into something like that. But
I wish my old E55 can transform, but no. It has to stay an old E55.
But yeah, I mean, that movie, I mean, I had already liked Camaros before that. I grew up with my dad had a IROC Z from the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Third gen? Sick.
Yeah, I mean.
A-track, mullet, T-tops, come on.
Yeah, I got the mullet. But yeah, that was honestly, I've liked the Camaro ever since then. But when that new Camaro, just the look of that one just looked insane, especially since the generation before was the Catfish. And I'm not a big fan of the Catfish Camaros.
Dude, the Catfish Camaros. I mean, they introduced the LS1. Well, the C5 did. They had the LS1, which is a great powertrain, but yeah, I've never been a big fan of the way that they look.
Yeah.
I think they're a little weird.
It's like the Mustangs of that generation, too, though. Yeah. The least favorite, I'd say. Uh-huh. But, yeah, the Bumblebee was my favorite Camaro. And they just kept upgrading him throughout the movie franchise. He's just getting better looking. Heck yeah. So,
yeah, my second one, my second movie car, by far, has to be the Eleanor Mustang from Gone in 60 Seconds. Now, interesting fact. There has been two Gone in 60 Seconds movies. Mm-hmm. The first one was in the 70s, and it featured a 1971 Mach 1 Mustang, which they called Eleanor, it's a cool Mustang. But
it's no GT.
And the one with, why am I forgetting his name?
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, famous actor. Yeah. Kind of got a little off the deep end, but cool guy. The 1967 GT500 at the end when he goes up there and they see the car. Oh, my God. I love that car.
Oh, that car is, honestly, dream car right there. Instantly, I mean, I've seen a couple GT500s, but none of them, they're not built the exact same. Eleanor had a lot of things on it, but just such an insane car, and just, I feel like that's the dream Mustang for most people.
Yeah. I mean, imagine that car with a modern-day GT500, Predator motor.
That'd be
nasty. 700 horsepower, just on a light body like that. You know, there is actually a controversial story behind that car.
If it's the one I'm thinking about, I think I've heard it.
You probably are thinking about it. So the original design was by Carroll Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
But after the movie came out, the production company owned the design. And there was a bunch of people that built Eleanor replica Mustangs, and they would get seized by this person because they'd get sued. Like, you don't have the right to build this car. We own the rights to the body and like that. And there's a famous YouTuber. His name is B is for Build. We saw him at SEMA.
Yeah, I remember seeing him.
Remember? Yeah. We saw him at SEMA. I think he actually had the Eleanor Mustang there, yeah. The first one he tried building, they seized it. Like, mid-production, they were like, stop. Like, here's a cease and desist. We're taking the car. You're done. And they took it. And it's, it's the same car. But he just had it on a 2017 Mustang GT platform. So the body was an Eleanor, but yeah. But now, Shelby ended up suing the person that owned the production company and won. So now you can build an Eleanor Mustang.
Okay, because I also remember hearing another one where people, if they built a Mustang similar, or they called Eleanor, they were getting sued for naming it Eleanor. I
mean, that's the production company, yeah.
Yeah.
The lady that owned it, she made so much money off people doing that.
Yeah.
Just suing them for that. But yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing, I guess you can say, because with that specific car, it also kind of, I guess you can say, started a cultural thing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the Mustang has been a popular car, but everybody saw that. I mean, the 67, everybody's like, I need that, a 67 GT500.
Yeah, now every time I think of the GT500, I'm thinking 67.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I haven't seen very many just GT500s from that generation. So, even when I do see just a regular one, it's still one of the coolest cars I think I've seen.
For sure, for sure. What's your next car?
My next car is, to be honest, I'm going to have to go with, I don't know.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to be based, but you know, I'm going to do it. The R34 Skyline from Too Fast, Too Furious. That was my dream car growing up. I mean, I'll take that over the Supra anytime. I mean,
for sure.
Maybe I'm the odd one out because most of my friends would take the Supra. But just the silver and the blue on it, the underglow, everything about that car.
It's so 2000s.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally a product of its era. Like, underglow is coming back now, but for the longest time, if you had underglow, you were a ricer, you were, like, shunned and all that, but now it's coming back.
Yeah, I mean, the car was only in the movie for the intro scene, basically.
Until it got seized.
Yeah, and I just instantly fell in love with that car. Anytime I play Forza or Gran Turismo, I mean, I'm getting the R34 first. That's, like, my first car I buy. And it's just... It was such a big competition between that and the Supra back in the day, too, with the RB26 and the 2JZ. I mean, very different engines, but they're both very super powerful, and they also fell into that same contract, you know, the agreement and everything like that.
Yeah. That is insane. That car specifically is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's that R34 probably sparked another thing. Dude, now when they become legal, which they're coming legal this year.
I've seen a few out here. I'm like, yeah. I don't know
but
how they
are. But it's weird. They're under a weird law.
Yeah.
But now with 99, turning 25 this year, the first production year of the R34, you can import them now.
It's going to be so expensive.
Well, they are. Like, people now, I've heard that to buy one of them in Japan, it's like people are asking like $250,000, $300,000.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not paying $300,000 for a 90s Nissan.
10 years ago, or 20 years ago, that's just regular traffic. I don't know. Like,
I'm like, dude, I'm not paying $250,000 for a Nissan from the 90s. Yeah. I don't care how cool it is. I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. For that kind of money, I could go buy myself a McLaren, which is much faster than that car. Probably a better build quality, maybe not as reliable. But
yeah, that's true.
Or I could get myself a GT3 RS or any other
Lambo. Buy yourself a whole multitude of cars.
Yeah, there's a whole multitude of cars you could buy for that much. And sure, I mean, it's an R34. Everywhere you go to it, any car show you go to it, people are going to be staring at it going crazy. But, I mean...
Yeah, I think the main thing about the hype still is that you just can't get it here. So, I think if it was more accessible, kind of like the Supras and stuff, it wouldn't be as hyped up. But it's still a cool car.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your third car?
My third car, this one's going to be... If you're a movie car buff, you probably know this car. It's... the Falcon, the Ford Falcon from Mad Max, from the first movie. And to be very honest here, I didn't watch Mad Max until after I saw Fury Road. I didn't know what Mad Max was after that, before that.
Yeah.
So I watched Fury Road, and I was like, this is cool. So I started Googling, and I was like, there was movies in the 80s and 90s? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched the first ones. And that car is just nuts, because the whole aspect behind Mad Max is that it's just... post-apocalyptic world, like war has gone, nukes and whatnot. So it's like this is a, like, now it's, you know, people are trying to survive, and gas is like one of the most like sought after things, and having a car is like crazy. Mad Max, he's like a merc, I guess you can say, like a mercenary. He just travels for money, makes money off like doing jobs and whatnot, and it's just nuts, man. I mean, that car specifically is just nuts. You have a supercharged V8. It looks crazy because it's got like a bunch of different body parts on it from different cars because they're just scrapping stuff together. And it's such a sick car. The noise it makes in the movie is crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's flat black, so it looks crazy too. It's like kind of like raked up, like the rear end's raised.
Oh, I think I've seen. Okay, I've seen
it's
pictures.
Nuts. It looks like an old school drag car. It's super cool. I've always wanted one of those. But the Falcon's an Australia only thing.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can't buy one here. I mean, you could probably import it now.
It's going to be expensive, just like any other car you're importing.
Exactly. But yeah, I love that car. That car is sick.
Yeah, it does sound like sick. I mean, I personally haven't seen those movies, so
yeah,
I might have to go through and watch them then.
For sure, for sure. Other movie cars, Lightning McQueen.
What kind of car is he?
Listen, everybody says he's a Corvette.
I've heard Corvette. I've heard Viper. I've heard the FRS, which made no sense.
What?
Because, yeah, I've heard...
The FRS wasn't around when that
movie came out. Yeah, that's what I said. I've heard people say that. I'm like, that car came out, like, almost, like, 10 years after Cars came out.
And to be fair, it can't be a Viper. Because, okay, Cars is my favorite Pixar franchise. That might be controversial, but it's my favorite one. I love that franchise. I love it over Monsters, Inc. I love it over WALL-E. All of them, okay? Now that we've established that. The first movie, at the beginning of the movie, when he's in his, like, trailer.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, making the, like, the noise and all yeah. that. Like, he's talking to himself.
He is Speed.
He's Speed. He starts up, and the car revs, and it sounds of, like, a V8. It's not a V10. So it has to be a Corvette.
See, the only reason I've heard of the Vipers because they, I guess, technically started producing or thinking of the ideas back late 90s, which would be, was that the first gen
Viper? First gen came out like 92.
Yeah, second gen Viper maybe. So that's the only reason I can see it. But I've also heard that's a mix of cars such as the Viper, the Corvettes, and stuff like that, or just a typical stock car from the time.
That's true. It could just be a NASCAR or something like that. All right, what about Herbie, the love bug?
That's another car. I just started a movement. Everybody wanted one of those things. I mean, I wanted one for a short period of time.
Imagine Trent in a bug, in a Volkswagen bug.
Hey, I mean, I could.
Ted Bundy style?
Yeah.
But, no. But no, that car specifically, it was just so funny watching it.
Oh, yeah.
It would beat, like, race cars and whatnot.
Even when I still see bugs around town or just anyone, they got the exact same paint scheme. I'm like, that's it.
Yep. That's the car. I guess a car we're missing that people are going to be like, you didn't talk about this, is the Trans Am from Smokey and the Bandit. You ever seen that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a sick car, too. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's a classic. That's a classic. Dude, the Charger from Dukes and Hazzard.
Yeah. That was going to be on my list, but I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a... I mean, the Charger's so iconic. It's been so many movies. You got all the Fast and Furious. Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard, TV shows, it's everywhere. And, I mean, for good reason, the Charger's a sick car. The 70s it's a sick Chargers. Car, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's also orange with a certain other stuff on it that...
It's got the 01 on the side.
Yeah, that. But, yeah, no, they're cool cars. Interesting story. If any of you guys have ever seen Miami Vice, have you ever seen mm-hmm. that TV show?
Yeah, I've seen parts.
Yeah, from the 80s, like the classic Miami Vice, right? Miami.
Yeah.
Drugs, stuff like that. The first season, the main guy, he drives a Ferrari 365 Daytona mm-hmm. Spider. And halfway through or at the end, I can't remember exactly, the car gets blown up by these, like, drug dealers, mm-hmm. like this cartel, right? There's a reason that car got blown up. So it gets blown up, and then the next season or however after, he gets a Testarossa, white Testarossa. Now, the reason why he has that car is because Ferrari were so pissed off that they had built a fake Ferrari. The 365 Daytonas were all fake. They weren't real Ferraris. They were fake cars that they just built as stunt cars to destroy. Mm-hmm. Which is what most movies do. They build a bunch of fake cars. Like in the Need for Speed movie, like the P1 and all that at the end of the movie. Yeah. None of those cars were real. They were all like fake, like body-built cars. Yeah. So that specific car, Ferrari was so pissed off and they were just so like distraught that somebody had built fake Ferraris. They paid the production company to destroy them on mm-hmm. camera, so destroy the car, and they gave them brand new, I think like 5 Testarossas in white to film with.
I mean, first of all, not surprised Ferrari's pissed. When are they not pissed? But this is the Ferrari. If you guys want us to blow up a fake Ferrari and you guys can send us a few, I'm totally down. Just hit me up.
Yeah, I will build one in my garage. Yeah. I'll buy like a Corolla and put some Ferrari badges on it.
Yeah, I mean,
and blow it
totally
up.
Down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's just insane. I mean, that's
nuts, huh?
Yeah.
That is a nuts story. And then from that same era, Wolf of Wall Street, the Countach. Yeah. The one that he destroyed. Oh, my God. You know that car just sold?
Did it really?
It sold for, like, $2 million.
Oh, my God.
Like, the movie car. It sold, I think, at, like, Bringer Trail. Like, one of the big auction
Beacom
houses.
Or something like that.
Something like that. Like Barrett Jackson, maybe. It sold. And it's nuts, dude.
Yeah.
That is a nuts, nuts car. I mean...
That was one of my favorite scenes from that movie.
Yeah, because he does what he does, and then all of a sudden just hits him. He's trying to get home.
Thinks he makes it home perfectly safe.
At the end, the car got destroyed and everything.
Yeah. And then
another
car from another movie we have to hit, or else, you know, same thing, we're going to get the comments, is the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
I forgot about the DeLorean.
Yeah. The DeLorean's kind of a weird car. Didn't do too well. DeLoreans didn't do very well. No. But I know you were just telling me about how they had to heat that speed, and why did they have to hit that speed?
So in the movie, if you ever watch Back to the Future, the Doc says that we have to get this car to 88 miles an hour for it to time travel. Mm-hmm. Well, the reason why is because the car's actual max speed was 88 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Because it used a, I think it's a 2.8 liter V6 that was co-developed by Peugeot, Renault, and like one other company. And it was just slow, bro. Like, it was terrible. Especially if you got the automatic. It had a 3-speed automatic. It was horrible.
And wasn't that like super expensive too?
Yeah.
Like, for a slow car.
Yeah. It was a crazy looking car, even with the gullwing doors and all that.
Super heavy too.
Super heavy. Well, that car, that stainless steel body, kind of like how we talked about the Cybertruck.
Yeah.
The thing with stainless steel is, if you dent it, it's impossible to fix it.
Yeah.
Like scratches and everything, it's impossible. Mm-hmm. Like you have to use, I think the way to properly clean it is using gasoline. I'm not even joking. Like acetone or gasoline, you have to like be very careful not to like oxidize it or whatnot. So like, it's a really cool car. It's just, the only thing with that car nowadays is, I have the Back to the Future car.
Yeah.
Like, that's what that car is known for.
Even then, you don't even see them on the streets.
No.
The one thing they did have cool was, they made a fully gold one.
Did they really?
Yeah. I didn't know that. I think it's at, what's the museum in LA?
A Peterson Museum?
Yeah, I think it's there. I think they have one there. That's kind of cool, but a little unnecessary.
Yeah.
But, hey, DeLorean's making a comeback, though.
I heard.
Yeah.
I heard they are. I heard that they're making a comeback. Man, that's so crazy. You know, some other cool, famous cars that are kind of unknown. You ever seen the Transporter movies?
Yeah.
You know, with the Audi? The A8?
Don't really remember that much.
Yeah. That, I mean, it's just a regular traffic car. Nothing crazy.
I say we're going back to the James Bond. The villain's cars were always the Jaguars.
Yes.
There's the one that never did come. They never actually produced it. It was a concept.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. Funny enough you mentioned that. I just watched a video the other day.
Startup?
From Shmi150. He made a video where there's one car out there, that production Jaguar that was for the movie.
Yeah.
Somebody actually road legaled it. So the car runs and drives. And they did a whole video. He did a whole video with it.
Have you heard the startup of that car, what it's supposed to sound like? It's supposed to sound like an actual Jaguar growl.
Oh, really?
Like when they start it up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Because I know they used the 5-liter V8.
Mm-hmm.
The whole story behind that car is interesting, too. That was supposed to be like Jaguar's Halo car. They introduced it in the 2010 Geneva Auto Show.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be a 1.6-liter supercharged, turbocharged four-cylinder. That made like some crazy power. And it had two electric motors. So it was a hybrid powertrain.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like the P1 LaFerrari 918 thing before they came out, but just with how the recession and everything, Jaguar just didn't put into production.
I mean, it would have been sick if they did. It's such a cool looking car, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there's so many movie cars out there, though, too, that we could be talking about.
Bond's driven a lot of cool cars. I mean, the Aston's the most famous. He's driven a Lotus Esprit he went underwater with dude, why am I blanking out on the movie names? They're literally my favorite movies. And I'm just blanking out on the movies. The Spy Who Loved Me, that one. It's with Roger Moore. They're being chased by a helicopter, getting shot at.
Yeah.
So they just drive off a dock and go into like the Mediterranean, and the car just transforms into a sub. And then they drive. Super cool. I mean, super cool. I love James Bond. It's like my favorite movie
franchise. Yeah, a lot of cool cars came from. I mean, the Lotus Esprit, honestly, pretty sick.
What do you think about the Pontiac Aztec from Breaking Bad?
The Cybertruck is the new Pontiac Aztec, in my opinion. That car was so ugly. I mean, Pontiac made quite a few ugly cars, but that car was ugly. But I guess it's a cool icon now.
Especially in that green color.
Yeah. I remember seeing one of my neighbors around the block when I was growing up had one. It was bright yellow. And it was just, oh, so ugly. I hated that car.
Why would you drive that around?
I don't know. I mean, oh, man, I can't even.
Did you ever, like, when you saw that, were you just dreaming, man, one day I'm going to work hard and buy one myself?
I was more like, one day I'm going to work hard so I don't have to buy that.
Oh, the Pontiac Aztec, it's an embarrassment.
It's an embarrassment.
But, yeah, there's a lot of movie cars. I mean, we could sit here all day just talking about movie cars. But you guys let us know down below what you think. Did we miss any that your favorites? Because we probably missed some.
We missed tons. Let us know what your guys' favorites are.
Yeah, and let us know if we, I guess, overranked them or underranked them? I already know somebody in the comments come like, you guys are wrong about the Supra. It's such a cool car.
Yeah. Let us know how mad you are.
Let us know how much we suck. Because exactly. That's going to happen. And yeah, we'll catch you guys in the next video.